Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
The gift of a mother's love, honoring the women who shape our faith. Hey family, welcome back to Bible Study with Chris J. Today's episode is a little bit different because it's not my typical Bible study. Today's going to be a tribute. A tribute to the women God uses to nurture, shape, correct, and love us into who we are becoming. So whether you had a godly mother, a complicated relationship, or someone else who stepped into that role, this episode is for you. Today we're talking about mothers. The very first time we see the word mother in Scripture is in Genesis chapter 3, verse 20. Adam calls his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living. That's not just about biology, it's about identity. God created women with the capacity to nurture life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. From the beginning, motherhood has been woven into the fabric of creation as a reflection of God's own nurturing heart. Isaiah 66:13 says, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you." That's powerful. God compares his comfort to a mother's touch. Think about that. There's something sacred about the way a mother carries love. Patient in the unseen, fierce in the fight, gentle in the healing, and constant even when we wonder. Let's look at a few mothers in the Bible who shaped history through quiet strength and bold faith. First, Hannah, a praying mother in 1 Samuel 1. Hannah pleads with God for a child, and when he gives her Samuel, she dedicates him back to the Lord. Her story reminds us, prayerful mothers build spiritual legacies. Second was Mary, a willing mother. When the angel told her she would give birth to the Savior, Mary said, "Let it be to me according to your word." She trusted God's plan, even when it didn't make sense. Mothers like Mary show us what it means to say yes to God, even in uncertainty. Third, and I hope I pronounce this right, Jochebed, a protective mother. She hid Moses to save him from death and then placed him in a basket, letting go in trust. That kind of love is both protective and releasing, clinging to God more than control. Four, Lois and Eunice, faith that runs deep. Paul praises Timothy's mother and grandmother in 2 Timothy 1:5. For the sincere faith they passed down. Some of you listening are mothers, aunts, grandmas, and spiritual moms. You may never stand on a stage, but your quiet faith is building something eternal. Now, can we talk honestly for a moment? For some, like me, Mother's Day or any talk of motherhood can bring pain. Maybe you lost your mom. Maybe you're a mother who lost a child. Maybe you long to be a mom and haven't yet. Or maybe you're carrying wounds from a mom who didn't protect you. Friend, a reminder, God sees your pain. He knows. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." You're not forgotten. God doesn't waste your tears, and no matter what your earthly story has been, He offers healing, restoration, and spiritual family. The church is full of women God raises up to mother others through encouragement, discipleship, and prayer. So to every mother listening, whether biological, adoptive, foster, step, spiritual, or grieving, you're seen, you are needed, and you're doing holy work. So every lunch packed, every prayer whispered, every ride given, every tear wiped, lesson taught, and scripture shared, none of it is wasted. You may not always feel appreciated, but heaven takes note. And God, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you openly, according to Matthew 6:4. So keep loving, keep leading, keep sowing seeds of faith, even when the soil looks dry. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we don't give up." Your harvest is coming. Now I want you to ask these questions, or I want you to answer these questions. Write them down in your journal. I hope you have it. First, who is the woman God used to shape your faith? That's between you and God. Or you talk to somebody about it. It's up to you. Second, what's one way you can honor a mother figure in your life this week? Third, if you are a mom, how is God encouraging you to keep going? Fourth, if you're hurting today, what part of God's character comforts you the most? Let's close out with this prayer. And thank you for bearing with me. This topic has been tough for me. Father, thank you for the gift of mothers. Thank you for their strength, for their sacrifice, the love that often goes unseen. We lift every mother listening, encourage her, renew her strength, and remind her that you are with her. We pray for those hurting, who's lost, who longed, or who carried pain from their past. Be their healer, be their hope. Surround every listener today with your love and raise up spiritual mothers in every community to guide, nurture the next generation. May we honor the women who've helped shape our lives and walk in the legacy of faith they passed down. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank you for bearing with me on this episode. As I said, this is a tough topic for me, as most of you know. If you listen to my podcast, I lost my mom last year. So this year is the first Mother's Day without her. So it's been tough. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. So if this episode touched you, share it with somebody, share it with another mother, share it with somebody who's trying to become a mother. This might help. God bless you all. Remember to stay prayed up, stay praised up, stay rooted in God's word. I thank you. God bless you. And I hope you have an amazing day.